We're doing Sefer HaDorot, up to the year 1998. We learned a little bit about Nimrod, and then we ended off mentioning that Eov was the grandson of Uz. And now the Sefer HaDorot continues and says, when Avram was 50 years old, he left Noach's house. Remember, he had gone to Noach to learn Torah. And he came back home and saw his father worshipping 12 idols. So we all know the Midrash that Avram bashed up his father's idols. And so according to what he's quoting now, that's because Avram just came home from school. He came home from the academy. He's 50 years old. And he's just spent 50 years exploring monotheism. And he finds his father worshipping 12 idols. So he destroys them, and his father goes to Nimrod and says, it's been 50 years we had this boy, and here's what he did to my gods. So judge him, save us from this evil man, he's saying about his own son, save us from his evil doings. So Nimrod sent three people, they summoned Avram, Nimrod starts arguing with Avram, and Avram rebukes him and tells him, you're going to die a shameful death, you and those who follow your path. And Avram lifts his eyes to heaven and says, Hashem should see these wicked people and judge them. And the king orders him put in jail, and he's there for 10 days. And Nimrod gathers all his officers and wise men, and he says to them, have you heard what Avram the son of Terach did? And tells them the whole story. And they said he mocked the king and his gods. He should be burnt at the stake. So burn up the furnace in Kasdim, get it good and hot for 3 days and three nights, and then throw Avram inside. So they gathered, and they gathered their citizens there. They had, he says, 900,000 men, women, children, gathered on the rooftops, everyone's coming to see. And when the king's wise men, when they see Avram, they said, that's the man that we told you 50 years ago. Remember, we also told him, we also warned you that his father would have a son like this. And it must be that his father fooled you and brought you a different baby that you killed. So the king got very upset, and Terach got scared, because here the king was on to him. So he said, yes, your advisors said right. So the king says to Terach, how'd you do such a thing? So Terach says, I had too much mercy on my son, so I took the maid's boy and I brought him to you. So the king asked him, who gave you such advice? So then Terach was very scared, so he said, Haran, my eldest boy, he gave me this advice. Haran was 32 years old when Avram was born. And the truth is that Haran never said such a thing. But Terach was scared of the king, so he blurted something to save his own life. So the king said, okay, if Haran gave you such counsel, he's going to be burnt at the stake with Avram. Now, at that time, Haran had thought to follow in Avram's footsteps. But he hadn't told anyone about it. He also thought to be a monotheist. So Haran thought to himself, okay, the king took Avram in. And if Avram wins in this debate, so then I'm with him. And if the king wins, then I'm with the king. So the king ordered them stripped, and they had only their pants on them, and they bound their hands and feet with ropes, and they threw them into the furnace. And Hashem came down and saved Avram, and Avram wasn't burned, only his ropes were burnt. And Avram walked in the fire for 3 days and three nights, and everyone saw him walking there alive. And Haran, he turned to ash, because he wasn't really complete with Hashem. He hadn't decided that that's the route he was going. Now the people who threw them into the furnace saw a flame came out and burnt those 12 men. So the servants came to the king and they told him, Avram is walking around like a free man in the fire. And even his pants aren't burning. And the only thing is, the ropes that tied him, they burnt. So the king couldn't believe it. So he sent other nobles to see if it's true. So they came back and they testified. So the king said, okay, I'm going to see. And he saw Avram walking through the fire. So he saw Haran's body there burnt and he wondered what's going on here. So he ordered Avram pulled out. But they couldn't do it because anytime they tried to approach the furnace, flames would come out at them. So the king got upset and he started yelling at his servants, quickly, pull him out, otherwise I'm killing you. So they went and they realized otherwise they're dead. And a flame came out and 8 of them died. And so the king sees he can't get Avram out. So he calls Avram and he says, Avram, servant of Hashem, who is in the heavens, come out and come here. So Avram went out and stood before the king. And the king asked him, how is it that you didn't get burnt? And Avram said, the God of the heavens and the earth, that I had faith in him and that controls everything, he saved me.